At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy September. Bernie Miklas joins us. Hello, Bern.
Hey, what's going on? Man, I love that song. You have me dancing in my chair here, Dave Glover.
Nice. I love it. That's great. Yeah. So on the Gas House Gang yesterday with Brant Brown on, wow, I'm not sure I've ever heard an interview like that, and I wasn't watching, but I noted that Ali was quiet the whole time. He didn't say, shut up.
Except for laughing.
Yeah. And let me just find my inner Bernie Miklas here, but did Brant Brown just tell us that the Cardinals hitters are lazy?
Well, I think, you know, I was the one to ask the question about Jordan Walker. What would give you reason to believe that, you know, he's going to figure this out? And then that's when Brant Brown, you know, basically criticized his lack of commitment to preparation, which was critical for all hitters, especially young hitters. And so it kind of went on from there. And later on in the conversation, I asked Ali Marmol something similar, both of them, about why should Cardinals fans be confident? And, you know, Ali Marmol did echo what Brant Brown said. They want Jordan Walker to show some urgency. He's got to understand that it's what he's trying to do on his own is not working because he's not taking the advice of the hitting coach and other coaches. He's just, as soon as things go bad for him, he sort of reverts back to what he likes to do, what feels good to him, except there's a big problem with that. When he does what feels good to him going up to the plate, his results are absolutely terrible. But he sort of falls back into that trap over and over again. So I do think that this was more directed at Walker, but he did talk about the fact that, you know, younger Cardinals hitters want to take what they think is maybe the easy way out. You know, it makes them feel good. Oh, that's my swing and all this stuff. And they don't salvage at bats enough. They don't try to do things that's going to keep their at bats alive, produce some base hits. You know, he thinks they have a problem. They're selling out on pitches where they're trying to hit everything over the fence instead of just, if you got the right side of the field open and someone's pitching outside, Jordan Walker and some of these other guys ought to just be content to hit a base knock to the right side because it'll be good for their confidence and it'll sort of reinforce the lesson. You can't try to sell out on every pitch. So I don't know that they're lazy. I think they're stubborn. And I think Jordan Walker in particular is very stubborn. And by now, guys, I have no idea why he wouldn't want to take the advice of a pretty damn good hitting coach, considering all of his failure. I mean, I would think he'd be maximum motivated to prepare to the hilt, to prepare to the max, but he's not. And that's very disturbing to me.
Well, especially like he's almost 1,000 plate appearances into his major league career.
Yeah. Right?
He's got 970 plate appearances, something like it's not a small sample size and it's not working. It's not, you're right. It's not like, okay, you've been really good for 1,000 plate appearances, so keep doing what you're doing. And I don't want to read more into it than what is there. But what I thought was interesting, and Matt Pauley and I talked a bit about this last night, Bernie, it's that it seems to signal outward frustration toward, and it seems to be geared toward, they didn't name the young players, but what they described, like not being willing to do the work to hit velocity, which is a separate question, separate topic, but they seem to be lumping the whole group together. But I think that was because they didn't want to name names. But like the things that they're talking about, Brendan Donovan does them, right? I mean, Arenado does those things. You know, the veteran guys that have had track records do the things that they were talking about. So clearly they're talking about the young guys. And I wonder if this is almost a signal of where the organization may be on these players moving forward.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to jump to that conclusion because they also went down a list of players, and Ollie Marmol did it yesterday in his office, you know, pregame. And, you know, he went one by one through a lot of players and pointed out the things he's liked what he's seen from them. He didn't mention Gorman, which I find interesting because Gorman has kind of reverted back to his old ways here lately. Now we'll see if it come out of it. And they're really frustrated with Walker, but they're not going to give up on Walker. And they just want Walker to kind of understand, hey, dude, it's time. Okay. Your way isn't working. Why don't you pay attention to the hitting coach that turned Albert Pujols around late in his career with the LA Dodgers, and Pujols swears by him. And that's the thing that bothers me about this. If Albert Pujols, one of the greatest hitters in the history of this game, goes to Brant Brown, who was working for the Dodgers, and says, I'm not pulling the ball. I can't find that swing. I don't know what's wrong. And Brant Brown told Albert Pujols, well, first of all, thank you. I'm flattered you'd come to me and ask for my help, but understand I'm going to treat you like you're a regular Joe. I don't care that you're Albert Pujols. We're going to work on this thing. He gave Pujols a bunch of advice, and Pujols put up great numbers for the Dodgers, and that carried on through to 2022. Albert Pujols was the one who called Ollie Marmol and said, you got to hire this guy. He knows what he's doing. He gets it. So my problem with Jordan Walker, and I understand he's young and I want to see him succeed. I'm not a hater by any means. So you mean to tell me he's ignoring a batting coach Albert Pujols swears by, and a batting coach that resurrected Albert Pujols' batting stance and hitting approach, got him to where he could pull the ball again in the air? Like that was good enough for Albert Pujols. It's not good enough for Jordan Walker. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's a fascinating thing. And I wonder too, Bern, part of what we talked about yesterday, just more of a question than a definitive answer, but I felt like there might be some frustration from the two of those guys, from Ollie and from Brant Brown, in the things that were not taught when they were being developed. Because a lot of these things they're talking about, these are things you should be doing when you're in A-ball. These are things you should be learning to adapt to when you're in A-ball. And I wonder if the previous regime of player development was more concerned or too concerned with a player's comfort level as they're coming into pro ball compared to what their comfort level should be when you get to the big leagues. Because I'd rather you be uncomfortable when you're in A-ball rather than being uncomfortable when you're doing it in front of 40,000 people.
Well, I think they rushed Walker to the majors, and I said that at the time. You know why? Yep. Because I just looked it up today. He was the electricity at camp in 2023.
Yep.
You know, 20 years old, about to make the big club. But something happened. He had a sprained ankle, and he missed a couple days, and I just went back and counted it up. In his last 10 games down in Florida, he went 4-for-33. They were all singles. He was hitting the ball on the ground over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying on my radio shows, listen, man, I hate to be the spoil sport. I don't know if he's quite ready, because it's all we're seeing are ground balls. But they were all caught up in the moment. I'm talking about Mo. I'm talking about Marmol. And they rushed the kid to the big leagues, including – sticking him in right field where they had only given him 25 games in the minors to learn right field. So I think that the Cardinals bear some responsibility in a lot of this, but I don't know that I would go as far as saying it's because of their minor league setup was not good. It wasn't good, but the point is they're the ones that rushed him to the majors.
Yeah.
And by now, like you said, dude, he's got nearly 1,000 plate appearances. Yep. So even at the beginning of that or whatever he didn't get in the minor leagues, he's had time to work with hitting coaches and put that great strength and bat speed and hard hit rate to work, but he can't make contact. He's still swinging at pitches, you know, way off the plate over and over again. Pitchers, he's an easy mark for pitchers. Yep. He gets himself out.
Do you guys think that they rushed any of the other current young guys? You know, Victor or Gorman?
No, I don't. I mean, Gorman was starting to put up big numbers. Gorman took the traditional route to the majors. And when he came up as a rookie, he actually did fine in 2022. And he was even better in 2023. Victor Scott, they only brought him up in 2024 because they had no choice.
Right.
They had like three outfielders.
Yeah, Newt got hurt and a couple others, yeah.
And then they got him down to the minors, and his offense is a work in progress. I don't see anybody else where you say, oh, they should have never brought the guy up when they did.
Yeah, Witt's fine.
Yeah, they got, of course, yeah, you know, and they gave him a little taste in 2023, which helped him, I think, go into 2024 and have a really good rookie season. Here's what I'm thinking about, and I don't want to talk too long, and I'm being long-winded today, and I apologize. I take a look at the Cardinals have drafted two high school kids pretty high in recent years. They drafted Jordan Walker out of high school in 2020. A year later, they drafted Joshua Baez out of high school. Joshua Baez, his first three, 4 years in the minors, right? Completely lost. Absolutely just awful. Every part of his offensive game was awful. He was like a big prospect, and all of a sudden he was a downgraded prospect, and people stopped paying attention to him. Well, guess what's happened? He's figured it out this year. He's having a great season, and he's going to be knocking on the doorstep in St. Louis next season. And all of a sudden, people are like, wow, look at this. It took him a while. He was overwhelmed, but the kid figured it out. Well, the difference between the two of them is Jordan Walker didn't get a chance to work through his problems in the minors. Joshua Baez did. And we'll never know what might have happened if they had just been patient with Walker the way they've been patient with Joshua Baez, because eventually – these kids, if they're talented, they're going to figure it out. But some of them can't be rushed. Baez is an example of that. And Walker's is an example of that, but in different ways.
Yeah. And it is interesting how it all ties, not all, but like this kind of the decision on Walker, the excitement for him was because he had an element that you had been lacking for so many years, that power potential. And instead of letting it develop, you're like, oh, well, we could see that now because we lack that now. A lot of times it felt like for years, the lacking or the problems at the big league level led to decisions that harmed player development.
Yeah, and I agree with your overarching point because, you know, we've all made it 1,000 times. They have not done a good job of developing players, which is why everybody's been sacked and they have a whole new regime in
town. That's right, right.
So let me ask the $64,000 question. We all knew going into 2025 that it's a runway season and it's a reset and whatever moniker you want to use. We're hovering around 500. We're not mathematically out of the race. Was it a success?
Partial success.
Yeah.
I think there's some guys that took a step forward. I'm talking about position players. Mm-hmm. Burleson certainly did.
Big time.
I think a guy like Pages is starting to show that he can hit, and that's because Brant Brown worked with him as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gorman made a lot of headway. He's in a rut right now, but the question will be whether he can pull himself out of it because his plate discipline was much improved. I still don't know about Victor Scott. I don't think Newt Barr's a kid, so I don't count him, and I certainly don't count Brendan Donovan.
Right.
I mean, he's 28 years old. You know, he doesn't need a runway, okay? And I think Ivan Herrera has taken a step forward this year. And what I like about him, there was a lull there for about 3 weeks, maybe a month, where he was getting his hits, but he wasn't doing much power-wise. Mm-hmm. But they worked with him. He figured it out. Now he's hitting for power again. And see, that's a really good sign. Because we expect all these guys to go through ruts, but how quickly do they get out of them? Can they figure their way out? Can they get back out of the valley? Jordan Walker hasn't been able to do that because he won't listen to the coaches and he won't take their advice, and he doesn't work hard enough on preparation. And some of these other guys who have stepped forward have worked closely with the coaches, and they're getting the results because of it.
Yeah, and we, like, on today's question too. I mean, I think we've learned some really good things about guys that can be a part of the bullpen next year that we didn't know. We know that Liberatore can start, even if it's not a top of the rotation. Knowing he can start makes value. So there's been a lot of learning.
McGreevy,
yeah, McGreevy's another one. Like he's a pretty good young pitcher. And then I think, wouldn't you agree, Byrne? Like this is kind of going to be the theme again next year, but probably with some different names.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
because there's going to be some people entering the mix. And who knows? I still got to believe there's too many left-handed batters. I still got to believe they're going to try to offload a couple guys. I
agree.
I don't know who, but we'll find out.
Byrne, can you tell us about Saliga?
I will. My pleasure.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Quick, weird little segment here because we went long with Bernie. I was just thinking on the break how interesting confidence is. Like several times a show, Rach will say to me, "Hey, Dave, can you do this live endorsement in 10 seconds? And my pulse doesn't go up a single point.
Oh,
I'm like, yeah, easy peasy. With tens of thousands of people listening to your every word, easy to screw up, I have no stress.
Mm-hmm.
Playing old man baseball with not a single person watching.
Except for the other people doing what you're doing.
I'm still like, don't hit a pop fly to me. Because I don't think I'm going to catch it.
Yeah. Confidence comes with reps, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
For sure. Yeah, truer words.
That's why when you guys were like, are you worried about the first pitch thing? I'm like, no, I've done this a bazillion times. It's like you reading alive.
Yeah.
Exact same thing.
Yeah, it's true. Twoo dat. Don't understand. Look.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.